are you eating?
That's not me eating, that's just Chris breathing.
Don't be.
Okay, I'm gonna start now. Okay, everyone, shut up. 3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the G3 podcast. It's been a while. We've been gone for quite a bit, but we're back now, and we're gonna try to be back on a more regular basis. But anyways, guess what? Also, we actually have the three hosts this time. The three of us are actually here. We've got Chris. Say hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Wow. And we also have Alex. Say hello, Alex. See, we got all the guys here. It's great. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to talk from some shit. We're going to catch up together. And you guys are hopefully going to laugh at this shit. Because if you don't, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry into bed. And I just realized I swore in the first 30 seconds. So, yeah.
I think the music is a bit too loud to hear that.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear that in the back. That's fine. But in the actual edit, it's going to be quieter than this. It's fine. But yeah, we're the G3. This is the G3 podcast, and we're just going to quieten down the music. And quieten it down. Keep going. Oh. Keep getting quiet. Oh, it's done. There we go. How you guys been?
Good.
How long has it been since the last episode?
Like 6 months.
Let me actually open up Spotify and see how long it's been since the last episode. Let's find the G3 podcast. There we go. The last episode was on January the 20th. Holy shit.
Oh shit, I just realized it's May.
Yeah, so the last few episodes we had Mikio and what the fuck? And Ali. People liked them, but I'm sorry to tell you, they're not G3. They're just guests, so they're not officially in G3. So if you like them, maybe we can bring them back for, like, I don't know, a video or something. But let's first go into the stuff we're going to change in G3. So you know we have the G3 channel, right? Not many subscribe. Like, a lot of the people, we have around like 120 people listening to this podcast, which is a pretty good number. And comparing that to the actual YouTube channel, we go to the YouTube channel, I just realized I have the wrong screen up. If you go to the YouTube channel, if you're an audio listener, you probably can't see this, you can probably see this on the actual YouTube channel version. But if we go to the G3 YouTube channel, let's hope we can actually find ourselves. This isn't...
I'm not gonna lie, I would rather watch that.
Watch what?
There's a man on a pool table.
Man on a pool.
I don't know why.
Anyways, yeah. So we got the G3 channel, right? About 24 subscribers.
R.I.P. Nick.
We have about 23 views on the video, right? Compared to the actual podcast, where we get about 100 or something, right? So it's the intent is to increase the amount of viewership back to the channel, right? So we are planning to do some of the things that people actually like. So you know how we did the reaction to the Sonic trailer?
Remind me.
We're gonna try to do reactions to more other things, about like one or two reactions a week. Two years.
My eye
quite a while.
Twitching that time.
But yeah, we're gonna be doing reactions. And that's the intent of TV, doing reactions and also putting the podcast video version up there. So we are going to be doing that with the channel. What the fuck was that?
It's a car.
You?
Whose car?
Wait.
I don't know
who. Who's all doing that this wrong?
I don't know why. The order was.
That was not mine. That's yours.
I think it might have been mine.
Interesting.
Chris has cars?
No. I mean, people outside.
Alex, you're soon gonna hit 100. Alex, you're soon gonna hit 100 subscribers. You're getting close.
Oh no!
Your last video was 6 months ago, though. What the fuck?
I've been working on my uni work too.
The G3 podcast is over a year old.
You should see how. You should see what my last video was.
Focus on uni.
This last video was 9 months ago, and it was episode 8 of the podcast.
See, he's worse than me.
of a video.
Chris is getting there, though. He's getting there.
17k, though. That's good.
I'm sorry, but Bam's channel blown up just because Ultra Instinct. It blew up
because of Cyberpunk. I've just been making Cyberpunk content. Look at that, 200k views.
The first video that did made you blow up was the Ultra Instinct.
That is true.
Yeah.
Which is why I tell you guys to continue, just make videos that you... If you make a video that you want to see, and then sooner or later someone's going to like watch that video. Yeah, G3. What happened to Mo's channel? Does anyone have Mo's channel?
Samurai. I have Mo channel. Look at my one.
Oh my god, Mo deleted everything.
Wow.
I just realized on this new computer I have everything on it still. But I don't have all the work I had back in the college. I forgot about that.
That's sad.
Yeah, because we didn't really have an opportunity to
transport our stuff there.
I would have gotten everything.
Yeah.
No. You'll see files upon files.
Like on the final day, we would have just put it all on a memory stick.
I would have just transported everything.
Just have a hard drive, 1 terabyte. No, not even one. Fucking 2,000 terabytes.
Let me tell you guys a story. So recently, right? I was in my room, right? I was just sitting on my computer, and I was like, watching The Walking Dead, because I've been watching The Walking Dead. I'm like, I have nothing to watch, so I'm gonna watch The Walking Dead and see how it is, right? I'm gonna talk about my issues with The Walking Dead in the TV and film section, right? But I'm gonna start with this. So, I'm sitting there watching The Walking Dead on Amazon Prime, because it's on Amazon Prime. I'm sitting there watching it, it's fun, it's all good. Then I get a text on my phone, and I'll read you guys a text out right now, right? So, I got a text on my phone, and the text ends up saying this.
Yeah.
Your card was used on 07/05/2021 for £5. Reply Y if this transaction is yours. Reply N if you don't recognize it. So I'm sitting there going, I did not use £5. I'm watching The Walking Dead. Where am I using £5 from? I press N.
It's a fake thing. Trying to get your contact details.
So I press N, and it goes, thanks for your response. To discuss further, we'll call you as soon as possible. He didn't call me, right? So I'm sitting there going this. I'm going onto my mobile banking app, and I'm trying to buy something for myself, right? I'm trying to buy a game. It's like, okay, I'm going to try to buy a game. And the app goes, did you request £5 earlier today? I'm like, no. So I click no. And they're going, okay, so you're telling me this wasn't you? I was like, yes. Cool. So I thought, that's the end of it. They knew it wasn't me. Cool. So I'm sitting there like, no, let's try buy this game. Oh, it's denied. I can't buy the... Okay, let me try again. Oh, it's denied. What's going on? So as I'm doing this, and it's keeping denying me, I'm like, okay, something's going on. So I look at my mobile banking account again. So then on the mobile banking app, it has a section for all the cards that you have in the account, right? I know I have a card because it's in my fucking wallet. So I look at that section of the app. There's no card there. So I'm sitting there going, what the fuck is going on? Why is there no card here? So then I called the bank. Guess how long I was on hold for?
An hour.
2 hours!
I'm sad.
That's why you go into the building.
So I was on hold for 2 hours. But then I ended up the call, and then they pick it up. And I was like, okay, cool. Something's going on with my account. My card's not working. And they were like, yeah, we blocked your card because you said that you didn't pay for the £5. I was like, I didn't ask you to do that. I didn't tell you to block my
that
account.
Makes no sense.
So my card just completely does not work anymore. I couldn't use my card at all. So I had to reorder a new card. And it took about 5 days to arrive. But the funniest shit, right, is the person who was trying to use my card details, right, guess what they're trying to buy? They weren't trying to buy like a car. They weren't trying to buy like a console. They were trying to buy a PlayStation 4 subscription.
You got robbed by a 12-year-old.
They're trying to get PlayStation Network. I don't know what the fuck. What the fuck? I don't get it. I don't understand who was. I don't know which 12-year-old was able to get my card details and try to buy a fucking PlayStation Network subscription. And why PlayStation? For fuck.
Nah, it's not about PlayStation, it's not about Xbox, it's about PC.
Exactly. PC, you don't have to pay for to play with your friends. You don't have to pay.
The only thing you have to pay for is the games itself.
Exactly.
Then later on, they're going to say it's half price. Then you'll be like, I waste my money for nothing.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to buy GTO. 2 days later, it's like 90% off. Yeah. For fuck's sake. Didn't that happen to you exactly, Chris? You bought GTA, and then like a few days later, they put it on sale, and you were like, okay.
No. It was like, I saw on Spotify an advert that said GTA 5 is 50% off until a particular date, and it was the date that I was looking at the advert. So I quickly went on to the site to buy it, and I realised that it had expired like midnight that day, like a few hours before. So I had to pay full price for it.
That sucks. What's anything going on in you guys and to you guys in the last 5 months?
Say again.
Has anything happened to you guys in the last 5 months?
I've moved.
Nice. Where'd you move to?
I've moved to Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire.
Ooh.
How's it there?
It's really nice. It's good that it's not London, because I just needed something quieter.
That makes sense. What about you, Alex? What's happened to you in the last 5 months?
too much League, man. Too much.
I see you're subscribed to the League of Legends channel.
What?
I can see your subscription. So subscribe to the League of Legends channel.
You've recently subscribed.
Yes, I gotta get the news, the update, the intel.
I see who Chris has subscribed to.
Oh, no.
I found it.
Oh, no.
I don't think
Hydro Kids, Hydro Wife, Bam's gonna find your things.
What the fuck, Chris?
What?
What are these people?
I found it.
Doctor Who poop!
It's not even in order anymore. Like,
oh my god.
A lot of these people I haven't like watched for years.
Wait, let's see if you watch anything we watch, Bam.
Gordon Ramsay! Oh,
Dan Johnson.
What's Gordon Ramsay doing? Let's see. Oh, Gordon Ramsay's inspired wrestler. Is that his daughter? Did you know his daughter had like a show in CBBC for a bit? Huh. Like, Jenna Ramsay, whatever the fuck her name is. I probably shouldn't swear at Gordon Ramsay's children before he comes at me with a knife or something. Like,
I think they're all adults now.
Who's this fucking Bam?
I just Googled Ramsay's daughter a bitch and he comes at me with a knife in the fucking corner and goes, I'm gonna kill you. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking hell. Let's go into the next section of the podcast, which was actually going to be the gaming and TV section thing. But let's go into that section. I should really stop taking a bite whenever I move into a new section. So I'm always like, okay, we'll have time because we're going to a new section. But now, like, I'm looking at it like, oh, we're near the end. And I still have food in my fucking mouth. So I'm like,
should I mention the fact that every time I hear you have a bite, I just hear. That's it.
What TV shows have you guys? So I've obviously told you guys I've been watching The Walking Dead, right? And I've also been watching the Marvel stuff, right? Have you guys been watching the Marvel stuff?
Nope.
I've been looking at Netflix. I have no idea what movies I've been watching.
So none of you guys have watched WandaVision or Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Wow.
Nah. I watch No Gain No Life Zero. I've been watching some Nadja. I don't know what the hell I've been watching.
Anime.
The only part of Marvel I care about is Spider-Man.
Yeah, I barely watch things. I play things, yes, but watch things, that's separate.
Oh, Bruiser. Yeah, Bruiser.
What? What's that?
What?
Bruiser. It's a sketch comedy show from the late 90s. It's got like Martin Freeman in it and Olivia Colman and David Mitchell and people like that. Yeah, it's really good. It's all on YouTube.
Describe it to us.
I don't know how to describe it. It's just sort of quite weird comedy.
It doesn't have to be dark humor.
Oh, just search a video of it. You know, just find one of the sketches on YouTube.
Well, I don't want to get copyrighted by them, so no.
It's all on YouTube anyway.
Still. Touché. Still. You okay. It's
a really good show.
What's something that you've been watching, Alex?
Just seeing a lot of Netflix movies.
Name some for me. Which one have you seen that's that's the most?
Well, gotta pull out my list of 9,099 movies.
Pull it out. Pull out your list, Alex.
We got the Seven Deadly Sin movie. Let's see, we got Naja, like I said. We got some. I think quite a lot. Then after I stopped watching, you know, I got bored of watching the anime movies. Then I got into the anime series afterwards. Oh yeah, do you know there's a series called Reboot?
Reboot?
Yeah, some weird show. Like, you get digitized, you have to stop virus.
What?
It just reminds me of Power Rangers. Like, type in Reboot. It's just some weird series.
Reboot?
Yes. Reboot. Very weird.
But this?
Yeah. Well, there's a different version of it.
The classic Reboot.
No, there's a new one. If you type in Reboot New... Oh, yeah, there you go. Reboot. The Guardian Code. It's basically called Reboot Guardian Code.
I don't care for this. I don't care for this. Why are you watching?
It's just...
It looks like every single fucking shitty American TV show that you watch.
I watched it, it reminded me of fucking Power Rangers.
But that's true. But
it reminds you of the Kim Possible film.
You know, like fucking Supergirl, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like some shitty CW show. It just reminds me of all of that shit. Like, I've recently realized, because as I said before, I've been watching The Walking Dead. Right, and The Walking Dead's an American show, AMC, right? It was one of their original shows. And when you watch it on Amazon, right, it doesn't have the advert, right? Because watching it on a service you're paying for, why the fuck am I going to pay for adverts? Like, why am I going to watch ads when I'm paying to not have fucking adverts, right? So, every so often, The Walking Dead is like splits into three arcs, basically, but like for three adverts. So there's the beginning bit. Advert, middle, advert, end of show, right?
Advert.
So it really struck me how American TV shows build up to adverts differently to like shows in the UK, right?
Yeah.
Because the shows in the UK, the ad break will just come, right? It's like you're just watching a show and it's an ad break, right?
End of a scene.
The show isn't flowing towards an ad break. It's just ad break, right? Whereas an American show, they will purposely write the beginning bit so it all leads up to a section where they can ad break. And it's really fucking annoying because I like
The
Walking Dead, but The Walking Dead, there's parts in The Walking Dead which is really fucking shit, right? Because I'll talk about another bit, bit that's really frustrating me. But it builds up. So let's say the beginning of the episode, right? They're walking through, I don't know, the forest, right? And then a zombie comes. They stab a zombie in the head. All good. One of the characters talk to the other characters, blah, 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 blah. It happens. They set up camp. Let's say they set up camp. They sleep, right? And then, some reason, they didn't realize that zombies were coming during nighttime, where like three of them are still awake at a campfire. And the zombies are the loudest fucking thing you've ever heard in this fucking series. Like, they go, that's super fucking loud. But no one heard these zombies are coming. Oh god, the zombies are gonna eat us, ad break. The fuck?
Yeah.
What are you doing? But it's really fucking annoying. Because then I'm watching it without the ads, right? So I understand. If you're actually watching the ads will come, you'll be like, oh, what's happening now? Oh wait, yeah. I gotta wait like 3 to 4 minutes for the ads to finish. But because I'm watching it on a streaming service, it just goes to black and comes back, and you're like, okay.
This is an issue I had with How I Met Your Mother on Netflix, because it's like, you'll have like a big reveal leading into an advert, and then they'll continue the scene, and what they'll usually do when they come back into the scene, the character who's just heard the big reveal about them will say, what the big reveal was again, like, as a question, like, you know, you're my dad? What? And I'm just thinking, well, how does that make sense to what was previously said? Because what we got to assume is canon is someone saying, I'm your dad. Huh? Big shocked face. And then, you're my dad? Like, it's like you have two different reactions, which neither of them quite make sense with each other.
I get what you mean. Always,
these shows.
Because I've been watching, because I was watching How I Met Your Mother on Disney Plus as well, because Disney Plus added a lot of, like, of the adult Fox shows into a system called Star. Like, so How I Met Your Mother was there, so was Family Guy, so was American, all of that stuff. So I've been watching that stuff as well. So I know what you're talking about. Look, a good moment where Ted and his younger sister, right? Ted's younger sister's come, and like the whole episode is they don't want Barney to fuck his younger sister. That's what he doesn't care about that. So there'll be a moment where he comes into the room and he sees them both like kissing or whatever, and he's like, "Really, my sister?" Fades to black, and then comes back and goes, "Really, my sister, Barney?"
Yeah,
and
like,
what the fuck are you talking? Yeah. This is so weird. Like,
it's like, why is it a different line? If they kept the same line, it wouldn't have felt so bad. Like, done it in two takes. But the fact is a different line, just to remind the audience what's going on. It's so stupid. Because what are we supposed to assume is canon?
Because if they would have edited it, because I'm thinking, like, you could have just edited it so the first time it says, "Really, my sister Barney," just gets cut out, and you just have the second one, and it still flows as a whole scene. Right? But no, it's something that American TV shows right, because
they're used to it. Like, we're not.
You don't see that because when you're watching like a little second, because in British TV shows, right, like when we have an ad break, we have to like cut to like you know how we did it in the media class, where we had Jonah just sitting on the computer and it's a day media class, and it has that little jingle. That's what British shows do to show that, oh, the ad break's gonna come, and then it comes back, and then the scene continues. But they do that. So when you're watching it on like a streaming service, it just does that little jingle. And then you're back into it. There's no weird, there's no really weird pulls that these American shows have when they like fade to black and then they come back in, and you're like, that's really weird. And it's just something that I noticed a lot when I'm watching The Walking Dead, and it's something that really frustrates me. But let me get into the another thing that frustrates me about The Walking Dead. Right, I'm guessing neither of you have watched The Walking Dead.
No,
Alex, have you watched The Walking
Dead? I played The Walking Dead. Haven't watched it though.
So I'm not gonna spoil anything, because it's not gonna spoil about characters. It's gonna spoil about how their writing works, and it really frustrates me. Do you know? I'm a film student, right? I know how writing works, right? That's kind of my thing, kind of the purpose of that. I'm the film student. So
we get it.
So the fuck up, Alex. So So one thing I really noticed about The Walking Dead, the TV show, is they do these things, right? So, have either of you guys watched Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay, so Game of Thrones is notoriously known for killing off their characters, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, anything can happen. That character can die and you won't know it. But the thing about Game of Thrones, when they kill off a character, at least the characters had like an arc, right? The characters had like a beginning, some change, and then their death has resulted from their change or whatever, right? Their death means something in the overall show, right? Walking Dead, anyone fucking dies at any time. And it's like, sometimes they introduce a character in an episode. They make you like the character in the episode, and then you kill them off 20 seconds in. Like, or like 20 minutes. So this is one I want to do. It's later on, like season 4. One of the characters, I'm not going to name who it is, is a boyfriend to one of the like lesser characters, right? And it's like in the season premiere. Like, they introduce, like, they're in a relationship, right? And the guy's kind of cocky. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to get killed by that. I'm not going to get killed by zombies when I go to this, like, a facility to kind of help all these other guys get, like, some food and materials. I'm not going to get killed by zombies, girl. Don't say goodbye, because I'm not going to die, right? You see that these guys are interested in each other. And the season before, the girl
Why
has, like, lost, like...
Why did you sound like Joker, then?
I don't know. The season before... The girl has just like half a family member, so you're like, okay, this is like a character they're gonna introduce for her to like understand how to trust people again, right? That's what you're thinking it's going. They fucking kill him in like 20 minutes, and you're like, what the fuck is the point in introducing this character to me just to kill him off? Right? There was another moment where there's this one character who's getting in, like, he's starting to become like a romantic character for another character you've had for like since series one, right? These are gonna are becoming really involved in each other. They're doing this like really cute thing where they're talking about like his brother and like his brother being like a dickhead and that's why he's in prison. They have this moment of connecting, and guess what? He just gets shot in the face, and you're like, okay. So you introduced this character, made me like him just for him to get shot in the face, and then it's so annoying. And then it kills off characters way too fucking often. To the point where when a character gets introduced, I do not care. Because either they're going to fucking die, or they're going to die in like two seasons. Like, the reason that characters don't die in TV shows... The reason characters don't die in TV shows is because it makes you connect to them. You have to connect to the character, right? So when their death does happen, you feel it, right? You get involved in the death.
Oh god, I just realised...
Yes, new character comes along.
There's like a new character coming along. He's just like, "Hi, I'm Bob." Gets shot in the face. So like,
that's literally what happens in this fucking show, bro. Some guy goes, "Hey, you guys had shot in the head." It's like, what the fuck? It's so stupid.
Who was that guy? I don't know him. I think his name was Mark.
It's so stupid. Hi, Mark. It's so. It's dumb. It's absolutely fucking stupid. It's that moment where like Yeah, you introduce a character, you have to make people like the character. So when the character does die, they feel the death of the character. They really feel that. That's why when one of the big characters in the show dies, feel it. Because you've had them over multiple fucking seasons and they're dying now. And you're like, holy shit, the fuck.
Yeah.
That sucks. But when you introduce one character just for them to die, you're like, I don't feel anything. I don't care anything. You just wasted my time in me being invested in this fucking character. You took screen time away from other characters who could have had this development just so you can have them in there for them to die. It's so stupid.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of in Doctor Who, when they introduced Rory. In the first episode, he's just kind of there. He's a bit weird, but he's kind of all right. And then Amy's cheating on him for like the next five episodes. And then Rory becomes one of the companions in like episode 6 or something. And then we spend like 2 episodes with him where he's an all right guy, but like Amy just doesn't care about him, and Amy is the person that the audience is supposed to relate to. And so when he dies for the first time in the Silurian two-parter, we don't care at all about his death. Like, he's dying, and there's just no emotional weight to it because we haven't really spent time with him.
And also the idea is that Amy then forgets
character.
Him. Right, Amy forgets him, so you don't have that, like, you don't have that, like, after moment where everyone's, like, grieving and you really feel the death of the character. You just go, Amy just goes, oh, okay, cool, Doctor, where are we going next? And Doctor goes,
I wish that, like, Amy had accepted him from the episode that he becomes a companion, and then the Doctor is grieving Rory, even if Amy forgets, the Doctor remembers, and so he would be the one to grieve Rory.
Or they could have had it so Amy likes Rory, forgets Rory, then tries to cheat on Rory with the Doctor, then when Rory does get revealed back again, Amy has to have this moment of choice, Doctor or Rory. That would have been a really cool dynamic, right? Who would you choose? The guy that you've loved since you were like 5 years old, or this space guy who came out of the sky? No, fuck off. You're a pedo, Amy. Fuck it up. Yeah, that's the one thing I disliked about. But you know a show that everyone has been clamoring about, which I still haven't watched, which I should watch, is Invincible. Is it what it's called, Alex?
Motherfucker.
Is it Invincible, Alex?
Yes. Yes, it's called Invincible.
Invincible is a Amazon Prime show, I think, based on a comic. It's Amazon really does a thing about making like superhero shows, right? That are very like grounded, right?
And this one is like an animated superhero show, right?
All I'm going to say is this show brings reality to heroes.
Yeah, that's a lot of the things that Amazon does
with this show. This show literally shows you what it would be like to be a hero. It won't be fun and giggles, trust me.
So, people have been really interested, and I'm probably going to start watching after this podcast is recorded and I'll give you guys an update. Right? But people have been very interested into this show. There's been a meme about like the dad Omni-Man trying to get Invincible being beaten up.
I know that one.
I don't know the context, but I know it's a meme that everyone finds really fucking funny. So I can't wait to watch it and then get the fucking joke. Right?
Better. I swear to God, you better.
Because people are really into this show and people are like, giving the show like 9s and 10s. Like if you write up like Invincible show, right, let's look at some of the IMDb 8.9 out of 10, 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, 92% like the show on Google. Right, people are loving this show, right?
Oh my god,
Steven Yeun, who is in The Walking Dead, is... Oh my god, I'm watching this show!
Wait, what?
I'm watching... The links! Yeah, J.K. Simmons is in it.
No.
J.K. Simmons is in it. Mark Hamill's in it.
Next season will be
coming. No, it's not. Zachary Quinto.
I think it's gonna be next year.
Walton Goggins looks super fucking weird.
I like how he went from Invincible to this.
Look at his head. Why is half of his head the fucking forehead?
Why is he got his hair that short?
He looks like a character you make that you purposely try to make look ugly. Like he looks like when you're trying to make a butt ugly Sim. I look like him. It's like
yeah.
What is
the poor man?
Oh no, I feel bad.
We're gonna cut that out. We're gonna cut out me insulting Walton Goggins.
Look at the forehead.
Look at the top of his head. Look at the lips.
Hey, new school Goggins, as in like Mrs. Goggins from Post and Pat.
Look at his face. Bro, look at his head.
Like he's so angry all the time. Like,
look at his head. We're in the gaming section. Gaming section. I need to stop. What the fuck is wrong with me? First, I want to talk about. Right, in the gaming section, in gaming news, is the release of the new game, Resident Evil Village, or, as it's also called, Resident Evil 8, I think it is, and everyone's favorite character, Lady Dimitrescu.
People like her?
Yes, because she's a 9-foot-tall woman with big breasts.
Oh, you mean the first warlord?
No, do you not remember... I can't remember her. Lady Dementia.
I'm sorry, but the first time I saw this woman in the game, I was like, "You are a big ass boy."
Everyone likes her because she's bit. She's tall, got a butt. Also,
what's with the statues?
Discord has been moving away from being just a gaming platform, and they have announced from this recording, that for the 6th year anniversary, that they are updating their logo and their icon. So the Discord logo new looks like this. It's gone from the top one. To the bottom, and everyone hates the bottom one, including me. What is that font? What is that? I just dropped my food on the floor. What is that font? The color is worse. The color is worse.
The shade of blue is slightly better.
No, I hate it. I like the darker blue. It looks nicer.
I prefer the top.
The top one looks better. The font is
better. Yeah, overall, yeah.
What
if they can replace the color tiny bit there?
Who, does everyone here have Photoshop?
Yes, I have it.
Chris, do you have Photoshop?
No.
Okay, I have a video idea.
Right? I have Paint.
I have a video idea. Me and Alex could make a new Discord logo in Photoshop. And then Chris, you review the logo and we make it like a competition, right? Like that, could like that could be a video idea.
I'm gonna make a Discord logo that you're gonna feel.
Alex, you know what? We're gonna do this. This is that sounds like a banging video idea. You know what? I actually like that a lot.
We're gonna call it Dark Discord.
We're gonna call it We Create Web. A New Discord Logo. That's gonna be our claim to fame, guys. This might actually, we might even have it be released before we even fucking release the podcast. Coming to Game Pass May 2021, Dragon Quest Builders 2, FIFA 21, Outlast 2,
Who cares about FIFA?
Steep,
yes.
Final Fantasy 10, Just Cause 4, Psychonauts,
yeah.
Red Dead Online. Red Dead Online is another notable addition to Game Pass, as a lapsed PC player, I might have to put the posse back together. Fuck you! It's only on the console. Oh, I hate my life. That's so shit.
Let me just get my fancy controller for my.
It's only console. Red Dead Online. It's only available on console and the cloud.
I'm enjoying myself now.
I'm pissed off. I'm actually happy. Pissed off by that. That sucks.
Something actually goes my way for once.
I'm gonna open the Epic Games Store.
Oh no! Fuck off.
I'm gonna open the Epic Games Store, right? And look to see if there is another game.
Do you play Fortnite? No, for Chris. Like, would you play Fortnite, Chris?
I mean, I would. I mean, I don't really care.
Oh shit!
How much is Red Dead Redemption 2 on Epic Games?
What did I used to play on? Oh, GTA 5.
You never played GTA.
Fucking hell! Resident Evil Village costs so much.
What did you say, man?
Fucking hell, Red Dead Redemption 2 costs so much.
Red Dead's on Game Pass. Sweet.
Red Dead Online on PC only costs £20. What? Anyways, I'm going to finish off this segment because we have been filming for an hour. So we cut it down. It should make it to the 40-50 minute margin we're looking for. E3 2021 is moving to becoming an online digital event.
Oh.
The ESA has provided the first details on how people access the all-digital E3 2021 event. Gaming fans across the world will be able to attend E3 via an online portal and mobile app. Opening next month, online portal and app will allow users to visit virtual booths for each exhibition, which will feature videos, written articles, and special events. There'll be locations to find key announcements and game information from each publisher. This will be the place where E3's live broadcast will be held, accompanied by an interactive overlay that provides viewer polls, featured tweets, and other elements. Yeah, they're moving to an all online event because obviously COVID-19. But guess what? We will be doing a live G3, or maybe just on my channel, depending on if you want to get more viewers or not. Reaction to E3 2021. Hopefully. Let's just hope Chris isn't at work that day. And on that bombshell, we would have to tell you guys, thank you for listening to the G3 broadcast.
We are on Spotify, we're on Google, and we're also on Apple Podcasts. Go to our channel, just type in G3 or G3 Podcast or the G3 Channel or G3 Nerman, G3 Angry Pacifist, or G3 Vinyl Shy Soul. We will bring up our channel there. We have 24 subscribers, I'll be trying to get more. But anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming. We will see you guys next week. I don't know which day we're planning on uploading these. I think we're going to be going back to the Wednesday uploads. So this would be uploaded on the 19th. Well, that's pretty late. This is going to be probably uploaded on the 19th, and we'll see you guys on the 26th. So yeah, thanks for listening. Say goodbye, guys.
See ya. Bye, guys.
Bye.